Welcome to Bourbon Legends. I'm your host, Texas DeVries.
Is that what we're calling it, though?
Okay. Oh.
Can we... Let's pitch some other names. Drinky Poo Monster Fun.
Oh, shit. What? Why didn't I call it that?
Bottle-aged scary guys.
Even better. So I'm Texas DeVries. The other voice you're hearing is...
Travis Hunter DeVries, back at you again with the white van.
Yeah, it's one of our co-hosts. There may be others, but for now, that's our co-host. And this is Bourbon Legends. It's a booze-fueled journey through Australia's urban legends, folklore, unsolved mysteries, and just other things that abound this great continent we call Australia. Not by choice, but we do it.
Currently called Australia. There will become a time.
When alleged Australia.
Before we jump in, how drunk history is this?
Wow, that's... Shit, did I just steal this off drunk history? It is drunk history, except I'm not going to get as drunk as the people on that show. In the first episode, anyway. Maybe by episode 3... Yeah,
I cannot wait to edit that, because I really like editing the drunk people. That's my favorite part of this job.
I mean, I've got a really nice computer now. I don't know if getting drunk while doing a podcast is like
The more expensive your computer, the more drunk you can get. It does the work for you, I've heard.
Mm. So just before we get further into it, I just want to like warn people that you will have to hear things like this quite often during this show. Lovely crack of a bourbon can.
Yeah, crack it.
Or the clink of some ice.
Grip it and rip it, son.
the slurp.
I've got no clink. I pre-poured. What vintage are you enjoying today in your bourbon?
What vintage?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, geez, all right. This is just turning into a bourbon appreciation podcast.
Why don't we do that one?
Drinking
Forget
a
the monsters.
good old can of Jim Beam with Coke.
Very nice. I will offer up mine as well. I wasn't asked, but sure. Thanks for asking. I am drinking a Basil Hayden's Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey.
Flash Boy, I assume. I have no idea.
I don't drink. I don't put mixes with my bourbons. But anyway,
just two drops of water to release the flavor.
No, in my whiskey, yes, bourbon just straight.
Actually having like a bit of trouble kind of deciding what our first one would be, because there's so much to choose from in Australia when it comes to folklore and urban legends or bourbon legends. That's the name of the show.
Bottle mythology.
But I was talking with a mate the other day and they started talking about the town of Woonbong, which is up in northern New South Wales, this little town. And the reason they were talking about it was they'd seen a recent article, like from last year, about this person wants to build a giant wooden bong.
Oh, yeah.
In the town of Woonbong.
Yeah, just that's really what that word means.
Which is, yeah, what they were talking about. And then I ended up spending a good hour talking to them about the fact that Woonbong is actually the Yowie capital of Australia. And it already has a statue. It has a Yowie statue.
Oh, you could just add the bong onto the Yowie.
You could just have the Yowie holding the life-sized bong. Man-sized, life-sized, whatever it is. So, yeah, this week on Bourbon Legends, for originals Bourbon Legends, the legends that we speak of while we drink bourbon is the Yowie.
Hells yeah. This is... I love Yowie lore. So, sign me up.
I love that. Oh, yeah. Yowie court. It's like Judge Judy, but there's a Yowie.
There's not enough Yowies in TV shows, but there's a few, which I won't get into now. That can be a special episode. So tell me, Tex, about this. Tell me about this wonderful creature.
Right. Well, the history is where we're going to start first. And just because this is, you know, what the people want, I guess. We're going to start with the European sightings.
I thought you were going to say the, like, European Yowie. I was like, holy shit, that would have been wild.
We're just ditching Australia. We're just going straight for Yetis. No, we're going to talk about European interactions. But I nearly said integration, and I was like, ooh, European integration with the Yowie, yummy. European interactions with the Yowie. So the first recorded sighting by a European or white person, don't take offence to that, that's what they were, was in 1795. As far as we know, that's the first recorded one.
So that's 25 years after the landing of Captain Cook.
Hmm. Yes, there's many words that I could chuck out there, but yes, and the landing.
Only 7 years after the First Fleet.
Hmm. So very early on. But it took about another 100 years before it was actually, like, mentioned in media. At the time.
Back in March, they didn't have media back then.
It was mentioned in the Australian Town and Country Journal in 1876. There was an article, and it was ran about the indigenous apes of Australia. This article actually referred to them as the Yahoo Devil Devils. How did that leave the zeitgeist of being called Yowies? Well, like, that sounds so much more fun.
I think, when did Gulliver's Travel come out? Because, like, that, the Yahoos are in Gulliver's Travel. Maybe like, that came from there.
Yeah, did the Yahoo term come from Australia for that, or did it come over here? How old is Gulliver's Travel? So, I don't actually know. Someone Google that.
1726, so pre. Ooh. This could have been why. Yeah, this could have been it.
Yeah, why Yahoo's was the choice of that, see? I'm just Googling while we're here. I love it. I mean, I could have, but where's the fun in that? I prefer to speculate. Wild speculation is where I'm at.
I'm just the added. I mean, I'm the guy that adds in fun facts. Fun facts with Trav.
Hey. And then there was some more formal documentation in 1882. Recorded by one Henry James McCooey.
Okay, that's a cool name.
Yeah, Cooey. We will get back to that a bit later. I don't want to touch too much on James Henry McCooey. James, like, Cooey, I do want to touch on him. I want to touch on him hard.
Henry James Cooey of Cooey fame. He's the man that invented the Cooey.
Yeah, he got lost and he just started shouting his own name out in the bush.
They shouted his name because they wanted to find him, and then they realised that Cooey travels really well in the middle of the bush.
I like my explanation better, where he's just walking around shouting his own name, but sure. Yours makes more sense. Stop coming in here with your logic. yeah, we will get back to his sighting later on when we do our sighting section. But he was actually offered £40, and then several months later, £100, if he could produce evidence of this Yowie that he'd found.
That's a big jump up from 40.
Especially, like, at that time, like, that's thousands of dollars now. Like,
who offered him £40? Like, where did that offer come from?
It didn't actually say in the article I was reading. Like, it didn't.
Oh, okay. Like, all right. Yeah, no, fair enough.
But we can assume it was the Australian Town and Country Journal, right? but I guess he didn't find it. I mean, or produce the evidence. Maybe he did, and it was all swept under the rug. Conspiracy.
Area 51 did it.
It was all them.
Ye old Area 51.
Yeah, so we're going to jump into a bit of the First Nations, Aboriginal, Indigenous history of the Yowie here. So it's taking a little jump back. Because it's like, the First Nations people of Australia, they already knew of this hairy man, of course. They were the ones who passed this knowledge on to the early white. I have the word settlers written here, but colonists, let's say it what it is. warning them of the dangers, I guess, like. Why? But they did it. Good on them.
warning them of the dangers of this creature that lives out in the forest.
This big, hairy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the names of this, like, from, like, different tribes had different names for the Yowie, like, all over the continent of Australia. And, like, as some people may not know, there was over 500 different tribal groups and clans of First Nations people. And, yeah, they pretty much every group had a different name for the Yowie, which just shows, like, how widespread this was around the country.
Do we have some names?
Country, both. Yeah, I have a lot of names written down here. I'm going to obviously butcher some of these, but I'm going to do my best. We have the Gindaring, Jarawara, Maingawan, Putakan, Dulaga, Gulaga,
Gulaga?
Gulagal, Yaruma, Nakoma, Wowie, which is very close to Yowie. the Pengalangu, Jimbra, Tingara. There's just this massive amounts of names. And it was actually the Gamilaroi people, which is our tribe, Trav. Hey, that's one of them. One of our mob.
Those are our people.
Oh, no. Oh, you're giving away secrets. Oh, people know that we're black now. Oh, but yeah, it was actually, that's where the term Yowie comes from. And in Gamilaroi, it means the spirit that roams over the earth at night.
That is terrifying. Like, that is a terrifying translation.
These Yowies aren't just walking, they're just, like, roaming over. They're floating. They, like, float. They all, yeah.
There's not enough scary movies about Yowies that float.
What you're just gonna say about Yowies? No, it's the Yowies that float. They're the worst ones.
Those are the ones. Yeah. I imagine that there's different like power tiers of Yowies. Right at the bottom are the ones that are just lazy, walking along. Well, not lazy. Like stuck on the ground. The top tier floaters.
God damn it! Nice. I see what you did there. Yeah. So. One of the cool characteristics that our First Nations people associated with the Yowie was that it had these long, great talons. So, like, there's a floating Yowie who's got these massive, long talons or claws. But here's the best part. The best part. They had their feet turned backwards. So, whenever you tried to track a Yowie, it was very difficult.
This is the bit that freaks me out.
Right?
Because I can't... It's like those drawings that kind of go around, like the illusion drawings that you can't really look at for too long because your brain keeps going around, like an M.C. Escher stare, except it's feet, and they just keep turning backwards, and I can't picture how it would work.
You try and look at the toes, and it just turns into a heel.
Yeah. There's another heel.
But yeah, this was one of, like, this is what made it, like, quite impossible for people to track them and find them was they're, you know, people are used to following prints in a certain way, but these things run backwards. Can you imagine? Can you imagine trying to track backwards feet?
If you were going to track a Yowie, this is the thing that gets me as well about this. If you're going to track a Yowie and you know it's a Yowie, you would
just
know.
Go the other way.
You just go the back, you go backwards. Like.
Yeah, but then you run into Tom Green.
He's
well,
backwards.
That was a timely reference.
Yeah, that was 20 years at least past its
journey. Yeah, 20 years in the making. But as we know, like when you want to track the Yowie, you've got to get back inside the animal.
Oh no!
Oh no! He's referenced the same movie again.
Twice in a row.
Good lord.
Okay.
Yeah. So apologies, everyone. And for anyone that hasn't seen Freddy Got Fingered, good for you.
Probably
I
mean, don't.
I applaud you.
Maybe not.
Don't watch it. So, yeah, there's... I guess that's kind of the, like, the mass, like, the main information on the Yowie. That's kind of, the, like, the main meat of it.
So, do you have some modern sightings that you could talk to me about?
I do, but just before that, I think we're going to take a quick break.
Let's go.
Trav, have you stocked up your bourbon?
I am mid top up. Give me just. Is this good audio? Can you hear? Oh, there we go.
Topped
that was Enfield. We're good. I'm good to go for the rest of the evening. Please tell me more about.
It'll be a long one.
These backward footed, floating.
Hairy beasts. Yeah. These backward footed, hairy Pennywises that are floating.
Spirits of the night.
Yeah, so honestly, like, I could probably do just maybe 10 hours straight of just talking about yaoi sightings. Like,
fuck yeah, I'm into it. Let's go. All right.
Let's go straight up.
Yeah, let's go. 10 hours.
Are you ready? Is everybody ready? We're doing 10 hours straight of just yaoi sightings. Go. No. But that is just, that tells you how many sightings, like, that are recorded. Like, how, like, people have recorded and stuff. Like, so many sightings around Australia. It's constant. There's hundreds every year. But it's just,
that's a lot.
Crazy how many there is.
That's more than three.
Like, it's like, very similar to Bigfoot. Like, I had to chuck the name Bigfoot in there. Just
Bigfoot is the, like, other most famous kind of cryptid.
Like, yeah, he's the yaoi's cool older cousin that the yaoi always wants to hang out with, but he can't because...
Hey, yaoi's always was, always will be here.
But yeah, so before we...
Politics.
Oh, yeah. Before we go into some of the more modern sightings, I want to just jump back to our good old mate McCooey.
Cooey!
Yes, that guy who walked around the bush shouting his own name for no reason. yeah, so Henry James McCooey, he had his encounter between Bateman's Bay and Ulladulla.
Okay.
Which I just recently moved away from that area, and it's, like, the bushland down there is, like, insanely thick. I could not imagine actually, like, being trapped out in some of this, like, hilly, thick bushland and having this encounter with this huge floating beast with backwards feet and long talons. This guy went back out there. Get that 40 pounds.
Was that, yeah, right. Yeah. Really hungry.
No, but he actually recorded this in his journal. Like, this is where this comes from. This is direct from his journal, which you can find online now.
He basically had a YouTube channel.
Exactly. It was YouTube of 1882.
The Cooey Journal.
It was just YouTube.
YouTube.
All right, so this is direct quote. This is all from his journal. A few days ago, saw one of these strange animals in an unfrequented locality, the coast between Bateman's Bay and Ulladulla. Attention was attracted to it by the cries of a number of small birds, were pursuing and darting at it. I first beheld the animal. Was standing on its hind legs, partly upright, looking at the birds above it in the bushes, blinking its eyes and distorting its visage, making a low chattering kind of noise. Being above the animal, slight elevation, and distant from it less than a chain, I had ample opportunity of noting its size and general appearance. Now, before we go any further, there's another paragraph. What's a chain?
A chain?
In terms of, I guess it was a term for, like, length, like, for a term of distance in the path that they use.
Yes,
probably something like a yard.
Yes. No. Yeah, it is a old imperial type of measurement. You had yard, feet, inches, chain. I don't know how long it actually was. It might have been 2 yards or something, 3 yards.
Hopefully it was more than 2 yards, or this guy's just going to get, like, a backwards foot straight to the face.
All right, like, it might have been 30 yards or something, like, or 10 yards or something.
Well, sure, I was going to say probably 20 metres or a bit more, because, like, you don't want to be that close to one of these talent floating beasts. All right, let's continue. Let me get my voice back.
I should think that if it was standing perfectly upright, it'd be nearly 5 feet high. It was tailless and covered with very long black hair, of a dirty red or snuff colour about the throat and breast.
Good look, buddy, huh?
Its eyes, which were small and restless, partly hidden by matted hair that covered its head. The length of its forelegs, or arms, seemed to be strikingly out of proportion, the rest of its body. But in all other respects, its build seemed to be fairly proportional. It would probably weigh about 8 stone. Heavy fucker. He didn't say that. That was me.
What if he did?
On
what
the whole.
What if he did, though? Like, what if he just got, like, is in the margins.
Ye old heavy fucker.
All right, let me continue. God damn it. It's so hard to keep that voice going when I laugh.
Oh, it's kind of a sex voice.
On the whole. Oh, it was shit, is it?
I don't know. That's the voice I use.
All right. Oh, God. That just
ruined it.
On the whole, it was the most uncouth and repulsive-looking creature, evidently possessed of prodigious strength, and one which I should not care to come to close quarters with. Having sufficiently satisfied my curiosity, throw a stone at the animal. But
I mean, it got
whereupon
sexier, and then it, and then he threw a stone at it.
Why?
Satisfied.
Ah, damn, Europeans. Whereupon it immediately rushed off, followed by the birds, and disappeared in a ravine which was close at hand. So this poor fucking animal. It's just sitting out there, getting attacked by birds already.
Okay.
And some prick out of nowhere.
It's basically
just lobs a stone at it.
It's basically Fiona from Shrek. And it is a Disney princess of monsters. Because, one, birds follow it around and probably, I can only assume, help dress it. And then, two, some dude
just comes
out and throws
it off. He was just confused. The birds were probably, like, helping it do its hair and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a makeover. It had come back from the bush. It had been a few weeks. It was going into town. It was getting a bird makeover.
Yeah, there was a fairy godmother off to the side singing bippity boppity, and then this rock just clocked her out of nowhere. Shit got real.
Yeah, because fairy godmothers, unless you're magic, you can't see fairy godmothers. Anyway, this is not my show. I can't keep making up lore. We're talking real lore.
But yeah, so that's Henry James McCooey sighting, and yeah, that guy. I hope this is the guy that, like, where Cooey came from. I hope we just pulled that out of our ass and got that correct, because it'd be great. Google it. I don't want to know.
Everything that we say on this podcast is true and is going to be used in a history class, and you will be tested at the end of the show. There'll be a quiz. Pop quiz.
It'll be in revisionist history, obviously. All right, so we're gonna jump forward a little bit now. Not too far. We're not quite into modern yet. We're going to go for one from the 1930s. Now, the reason... That's what happens when you drink bourbon and cola. Apologies.
I would like to do a quick update on where Cooey originates from.
No, he's Googled it.
Because I think it's important. It originates from the Darug language.
Oh, shit!
Which is great.
I was thinking that in the back of my head the entire time, and I was like, nah.
It means come here in Darug.
Holy shit. Which, for our listeners, we're also Darug, so that's... our ancestors are sending floating yaois to get us for that one.
they probably were already, let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Let's definitely get the fuck away from McCooey after that tragicness.
I wonder if he took the name from that word, though. Now I'm so curious about how he got his name. Because people were named after the things they did back then. Like Smith was named because he was a guy that worked in metal shop from high school, and then he got a job in a blacksmith. but like Cooey got a job calling out people. He got a job finding people in the bush, and then
he got a job where he just went and got lost in the bush. It was to train other people to find people.
Do you have some more sightings for us?
Yeah. So this one, we're jumping forward to the 1930s. And Trav, the reason I picked this one is this sighting is from Stanthorpe, Queensland.
That's our other hometown.
It's one of our hometowns.
We've got many hometowns. Find them all.
Because, you know.
Just find a word that's...
Yeah, because we never had like a solid base place and we don't have a home. No, that's not why. All right, so This one was it was about, there was two brothers. They were 12 and 14. This is one where there was some direct quotes, but I'm not going to do that just for like plagiarism and copyright reasons. I got this off an awesome website, yowiehunters.com.au. Check it out. It's amazing. And just this, if you go on there, that is where you could spend just hours reading sightings from 1800s up to now. Like there's some from 2020 on there and just amazing stuff. But I didn't want to go too far under that. Just, you know, infringement rights. But this is from two brothers. They were 12 and 14. They lived on a farm with their family. They were out in the late arvo or evening. They were picking peas and bagging them. Something that Trav, you peas and stuff in Stanthorpe, didn't you? Yes,
I did.
Relevance. but yeah, so it got dark and they returned to their house, but their father, just being a classic father from the 1930s, sent them back out because they hadn't finished the job properly.
You haven't picked enough peas, get back out there in the dark. Son.
And pick my peas!
Sons, go and pick more peas. This is the start when they returned. This is the start of every ye old horror movie, by the way. The kids have not picked enough peas and must go back out in the dark. And then that's how the cheapest
children of the peas.
See, it could go either way.
No, stop. Right, so when they returned out to the field, look, they saw what they thought at first glance was like a large man hunched over the bags and stealing the peas. And they shouted, and this figure just ignored them and continued to like root through the bags. So they picked up a clod of dirt, which for people like, I don't know, people who've never grown up in the bush, like when rain hits dirt and it becomes like a nice little solid, like almost a rock, but then you throw it and it bashes against someone and splits apart. Which was always a fun game as a kid until there was like a real rock hidden inside and it just clobbered you. But
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, so games were fun. Things were good.
Just another one where people were like, oi, just gonna throw a rock at this thing. People are the worst. But this thing stood up to its full height after being hit with this clod of dirt. And they said it was around 6 foot. Remember, they're 12 and 14, so they're perception may be skewed on that a little bit. Like, everything looks bigger when you're younger. But they claimed it made a wonk.
Rock at me, sir. Excuse me.
There, they spelled it. It was like A-A-A-W-N-K. I can't think of any other way to say that, but a wonk.
Yeah, sure.
Wonk. And they proceeded to run screaming back to their house without any peas. So I'm sure they got a flogging. And then had to go back out and deal with this floating yowie who had bags of peas in the air just lobbing them down. And, you want your peas? A wonk!
A wonk? Did they go back out?
They did not. Like the sighting says that their father tried to send them back out, but they were inconsolable and refused to go out. But
it sounds like
I have
just
to say,
to get out
if
of...
I was someone from the 1930s and I wanted to steal someone else's peas, that is and these two kids came up, my immediate thought would be like, I better make an a wonk noise. That'll get them.
Also, they got a rock thrown at them, so like, you know, and they're like, I'm just getting some pea food here because I haven't eaten yet. And
it was not a rock. It was a clod of dirt, mate. Sure. Get it right. Practically a rock. Alrighty, so we're going to do a big jump in time now to November 2018.
Whoa. Ooh,
a journey through time and space. The worst. Okay, so some people that are listening may have actually read about or heard about this one because it was quite big news. This was a truck driver. He only wanted to be identified as Gary, so I'm going to call him Gazza.
Gazza!
Had an encounter. This one was a bit different because most encounters with yowies take place at night because, you know, they were the spirit that roams over the earth at night, floating with talons and throwing peas at people.
And also they're freaks.
Okay, Jesus.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks, let's throw clods of dirt at them.
Well,
all right,
sure.
So this one happened during the day, which is just very different. It happened on the Gold Coast near a place called Witherin. Like Slytherin, but with a W. Witherin. I apologize.
That's getting cut for time, I think. That part is probably not going to be in the show.
We're not cutting anything, ever. This is all raw. Right, so he came around the corner. He was in his truck. And he saw a huge creature emerge from the bush. He slammed on his brakes. All right, we're definitely going to have to finish up soon because Trav's out of bourbon. He's waving a bottle at me in the video feed. All right, but yeah, he's coming around the corner. And this huge creature comes out of the bush. He slams on his brakes. And it's stopping right in front of it. Then he claims that this thing turned, thumped the front of his bonnet of this, like, he's in a big truck. This isn't some small truck. This thing turns, hits his truck, and then, like, gives him a growl, and then just sort of plods back into the bush. It didn't run. It wasn't doing the moonwalk or anything either. It was just, like, because of their backward feet. Reference. Yeah.
But... That was not a reference. That was just the name of the song.
It was a reference to earlier in the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
We can tell that we're like nearly out of bourbon.
I didn't realize that
we definitely drank all our bourbon.
I didn't realize we have to call out when we do a reference.
That's all I do for every reference ever.
Okay. Big so he thumped that. The truck and then cruised.
And then it just moved off into the trees. But yeah. So Gazza, he told the Gold Coast Bulletin that this is a quote from Gazza, the worst thing that ever happened to him. I just want to say, Gaz has had a fucking lovely life, if that is the worst thing that has ever happened to him. Like,
maybe?
Lucky man.
Gaz had a lot of bad things happen, but this was, like a lot of pretty okay bad things, like, just kind of fairly shit, but then this, like, his trunk getting thumped was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, classic thing that happens with these cryptid sightings, his dash cam, because he had a dash cam. But it didn't work. It just happened to malfunction and it didn't work.
Maybe the Yowie was also a dash cam mechanic. He moonlighted as a dash cam mechanic.
That's why he thumped the bonnet. He was like, whoosh, I see a dash cam on there. I got to break it.
I got to short it out real quick before they see me.
And then, like, poor guy, he had a camera on him, but he was like, you don't think of cameras at the time. You're too busy shitting yourself because it's the most dangerous. It's the, not dangerous, the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I couldn't think of my camera.
The Yowie pulls out a gun and is like, give me the memory card.
Give me the footage.
Gazza, give me the footage.
End over the film. People still have film? I apologize for any young listeners that don't know what film is. So he also, Gazza, said that this whole thing, it only lasted about 5 seconds. And he's like, yeah, when you're staring this monster in the face, watching it to make sure it isn't going to step around you, you're scared for your life, not grabbing for your camera.
He was in the truck, though, still.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want from me? These things can float. They've got talons. They somehow know how to make dash cams malfunction with one hit to a bonnet.
He's a truck driver. They're like, they're supposed to be like these kind of big...
They're the hardest men in Australia.
Yeah, we're so tough. We're truck drivers. Oh my God, we just lost all of our truck driver listeners, by the way.
Which is like 90% of podcasts.
90% of our listeners are truck drivers. Who would have thought?
I think that's going to do for our sightings, because I'm going to leave it open for me to come back to Yowies another time in Bourbon Legends. But just like a little conclusion on Yowies, I've got to say, like, there's thousands and thousands of sightings. There's close to 100 sightings happen every year. It's been a part of First Nations, Aboriginal, Indigenous culture and their stories for thousands of years. Thousands. There's lots of footage online. If you go on YouTube and just type in Australian Yowie, you can see some like quite chilling footage of random large things moving around in the bush. That's probably Gazza's mates in a fucking suit. But, you know, I did see a ghillie suit for sale on my... Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. There was a ghillie suit for sale on my local marketplace on Facebook recently. I should have bought that and just gone full Yowie.
Also, I love the narrative where Gazza is like so pissed off that no one's believed him that he's like, I'm going to fake some sightings.
He's just bought a ghillie suit off marketplace.
You're going to have to explain.
Get out there, boys.
What is a ghillie suit?
What is a ghillie suit? Have you never played Call of Duty Modern Warfare? The big
cool. I know what a ghillie suit is. Can you please explain what it is for our listeners who might not know?
It's a camouflage suit that has like long, what looks like sort of grass and stuff hanging down. And it's just so you can lay in the grass and be completely camouflaged while you're like shooting.
It's super big and bulky, really. Like it's crazy that you would think you would. Can you imagine like, I'm in a ghillie suit in the city and I'm super camouflaged now.
Oh God, holy shit. Oh my God, that's a great skit.
Yeah. You can't see me. I'm in a ghillie suit.
Can't see me. I'm John Cena.
Damn it. All right, so just in conclusion, I've got to say that they're real. Yaois are real. They're floating around out there. They're throwing peas at people. They're a-wonking. But I'm going to leave it open because I feel like we will come back to Yaois at some point.
Great.
Trav, anything to add?
I'm super excited to come back to Yaois at some point. But yeah, nice. Right now, I'm quite happy.
Oh, right now, he's like, let's just come back. Let's do that 10 hours right straight. Oh, sorry.
I'm happy to leave Yaois there for now. We do a podcast.
You got anything?
Yeah. Is that the end of the show? Should we do some show notes?
Yeah, that's the end of the show.
End
of the show. That's been Bourbon Legends, but the real legends are you.
All right. Is that how we're ending? Is that the last? I think that should be the last line. We've not worked out.
It was meant to be. Some idiot kept talking.
Oh yeah, but no, because we've got to like say, you know, find us on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, love.
I haven't made the Facebook page yet.
We haven't made a Facebook page yet, but there will be one. For now, we also do the show Bro Originals, and we do that every week. This one we're going to do every fortnight.
Yes, it's going to be bi-weekly, which is every fortnight. It can also mean twice weekly, but in this case, it means every fortnight.
How do you work out which one that means, though?
Why? Next week on Bourbon Legends, bi-weekly, an in-depth analysis.
Well, yeah, that could be good. Hey, I'd like to do a quick thank you to the Dirt Band for the use of this song, Catharsis, for our theme song.
It's great. It's such a good thing. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. I guess a shout out to Awesome Black, our podcasting home. You can find more episodes of Bourbon Legends when they come out at www.awesomeblack.org.
Yeah, I guess that's been Bourbon Legends. But you're the real legends. Listener.
That was not what you said earlier, though.
I know. I couldn't remember exactly what I said. It was the real spur of the moment thing.
You.
Oh, shit.
We've been drinking bourbon and you're the real legend. Or something like along those lines. We'll refine it for next week, guys.
Definitely. I mean, this whole like last 5 minutes has just been a complete mess. But that's what you want on your first episode after you've drank like 5 cans of bourbon.
That's what you want. This is Drunk History and I'm Travis DeVries.
I'm Texas DeVries.
I mixed our two names together. I said my first name and your last name.
But you did not.
Yeah, I did.
It's confusing the listeners.
All right. Let's get out of here. The real legend is you. AwesomeBlack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.